Welcome to The Mogul, where you're here to become your own mogul. Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are super excited and pumped up and ready to get this episode going. So just to let you guys know a little bit about why we've been away from you guys for some time. It's simply because big things are happening, guys, and I'm so excited that these things are happening. So just to let you guys know, the brand is booming. The actual supplements are taking off. Our beverages are taking off. We've made major connections with businesses around us that want to go hand in hand with us because they understand our mission of helping you guys to create stuff that is with value and things that you can utilize to help you guys get healthier, financially fit, and get spiritually connected. And I'm excited because these things are coming to fruition. So let you guys know, this past week, I met with a gentleman by the name of Pastor Ray Russell of Ignite Youth Group. And we linked up and we decided, you know, to come by this past week to check out his youth group and to challenge them to love more than they've ever loved before, because love does things. I truly believe that love is the antidote to world peace, and I will stand by that 100%. If you agree, go down to the box. Make sure that you put a comment. If you don't agree, tell me why you don't agree. And we're more than happy to have conversation with you guys. So today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about love don't cost a thing. I don't know how many of you guys, when I was at this youth group, I asked them, how many of you guys have seen the movie Love Don't Cost a Thing? I think it was filmed in, or it came out in 2003 with Nick Cannon. And I think the person that was with him, the actress, was Ashanti, if I'm not mistaken, or Christina Milian. I can't remember, it was one of those two. But anywho, I asked him, I was like, hey, how many of you guys have seen the movie Love Don't Cost a Thing? And yeah, nobody raised their hand. They're like, okay, what is that movie? And I was like, man, that aged me a little bit. That movie came out when I was in high school, when I was a senior in high school, if I believe. And You know, and it was just funny to see, like, man, generation by generation, we're growing, you're moving really fast. And I just remembered how important it is to understand that no matter how old you are, whether you're 0 to 100, it's important to love each other. It's important to level up. And that's what this podcast is all about, is leveling up. Okay. And I challenge them just to love a little bit more. And so, well, I'm going to get to it, you know. Love don't cost a thing. And this one, again, I shared with the Ignite youth group right here in our city. And so, again, this is a Christian-based organization, and I'm super excited that I had the chance. And when we started, we said the number of times that love is mentioned in the Bible, it depends on the version, okay? So of the Bible and the King James Version, love is mentioned 310 times, guys. 131 times in the Old Testament and 179 times in the New Testament. And I was like, wow, that's really crazy. So I stepped diving into it more, and it says in the New American Standard Version, love is mentioned 348 times, 133 times in the Old Testament, and 215 times in the New Testament. And again, my mind was blown, but it gets better. In the International, so that one is the NIV Bible. Most people read out of that Bible these days. It is mentioned 551 times, 319 times in the Old Testament, 232 times in the New Testament. So we're talking about love. How many times is love mentioned? There are 538 times instantly of the word love in the NRS version. So that's the New Revised Standard Version. 317 times in the Old Testament and 221 times in the New Testament. And so You're probably thinking like, okay, so why is he telling me this? Well, if in the Bible it's talking about love that many times, that should say something to you, right? If love is mentioned that many times, what is God really trying to say, right? What is he trying to really push out there for us to understand about love? And what does love look like? And you have all these different questions, and I'm going to give you some answers today, okay? I kind of think of love in these three aspects in my life, and maybe these three keys can help you. And this is how I broke it down for me to really understand what love looked like. And so when I first looked at love, I looked at love as my three boys, right? And so just to let you know, my boys got problems, okay? My boys got these little issues that we are working through and we are dealing with on a daily basis, okay? And so you're like, Mike, what are those issues? And so it falls right into the keys. Okay. So the first person I like to talk about is my son Elias. And he was on an earlier episode. He is my 6-year-old. He's my 21-year-old, actually. You know, he acts 21, but he's really 6 years old. And this kid, he has a strong head. He's very creative. He's on top of his class. And I'm super excited about how knowledgeable he is. But he has this one little issue. And his issue is he likes to stutter. Okay, guys? And when I say stutter, he stutters. And so today I want to share with you guys just how much he stutters. And to give you an idea on what his stuttering sounds like, I'm going to play that for you guys right here live on our podcast, okay? So just listen in and you can get an idea on how much he stutters, okay? So here we go.
Yeah. What did I say? I was gonna do after your ninja practice.
Oh, you said
okay, you want straight hot chips?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, not hot chips and cheese.
How about after your baseball game, we'll get you chips and cheese. You don't want that?
No.
What do you want?
I just want one that says to save that for later.
Oh, okay.
Only on Tuesdays I want it.
Tuesdays? What's so good about Tuesdays that you want that on Tuesdays only? Huh? All right, I'll go get it for you after your baseball game. Okay, because right now we gotta go to the batting cages. All right. Okay.
So that was him. Okay, that was him, and I don't know if you guys could really hear, but you know. That was just a small conversation that we have, and you can see right there, like, he has a stuttering problem. And so you're thinking like, okay, what does that mean? And so at times it can get frustrating for me when I'm really in a hurry and he's just trying to get the words out, and you're like, oh my gosh, dude, come on, hurry up. What are you trying to say? What are you, you know? And I just look at it like our Jesus, we have to be patient. That's number one. First key is you have to have patience. Okay. And for me, it has taught me to have patience with my son because he has this problem right now. And I sit there and I'm like, okay, son, think about what you're going to say, then say it so then I can understand. Or if I'm in a hurry, I simply listen in and I'll be like, okay, all right, I understand. Okay, let's go now. Okay. And so And that just brings out 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith. It always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. And so I read that scripture. I'm like, dang, that says it from the beginning right there. Love is patient. Okay, so if I love my son as much as I say I do, I'll be patient with him. And that's the same thing with our God. Okay, with our God, we have to be patient. Oftentimes, God is speaking to us and he's telling these things, and sometimes it sounds like a foreign language or you really don't understand it. But be patient in that. Be patient with God, because God is going to level you up today. He's going to give you everything that you've ever asked for. And he's going to pour out on you, but you got to be patient. You got to be patient. So I hope you guys got that today. I challenge you today just to be a little bit more patient with God and see him through. Okay. The next one is my sonny Liam. And my sonny Liam, he's a fun kid. This kid is very energetic. When he's up, he's up. When he's up, he goes, like, let's go, run, right, everywhere. And he's wild. He's the one that gets them all riled up. He can be a bully at times, you know what I mean, in a fun way. And at home only, because I'm so against bullying. And so, but he's a lovable kid. He loves everyone. And when I say everyone, sometimes it gets a little tricky, because we'll be, let's say, you know, on my son's baseball game, and he'll talk to anybody. He will go and eat nachos with anybody, and we have to really pay attention to this kid. This kid is really energetic, and he's fun. I love him. I love him to death. And but Liam does have a problem. You know, he has a problem with his speech. Okay, and so a lot of times it comes out. You go, what? What did you say? Huh? No, say it again. What did you say? I can't understand you. And you have to really listen. You have to have this attentive listening skill. And that's number two, attentive listening. I believe that God is on the forefront of doing something big in your life, but if you're only listening. I remember back in the day when I was listening to a message, and it says, are you listening to what God is saying right now? And I thought to myself, how many times do we pray for something and we say amen without God giving us an answer, and we're not really listening? Oh God, please help us today. Help us in the midst of all this destruction and things that are happening in our family. God, help us today in Jesus' name. Amen. And God's like, well, okay, well, next time when you come out here, when you come over here in your quiet place and you pray again, I'll try to get it in. Dear God, I'm in a financial struggle. I need help. I need help, God, to help me get me to the next place and get these bills paid off and get this debt canceled and all this different stuff I have in my life, and it's very overwhelming. I don't know what to do. In Jesus' name, help me. Amen. God's like, hey, if you only put this, if you do this over, okay, well, the next time you get into your quiet place, I will try to get it in. How many times do we do that? I challenge you today, when you're in your prayer life, just to sit there to get answers. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to listen to your voice. I want to hear what you have to say. You know my circumstances, and I need you right now. I am listening attentively, trying to hear your voice today. Trying to hear, what is my next step in this season? I want to tell you guys today that three things will last forever. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Why is God saying that? if we intend, we have this intent of listening, and above all these, it's great to have faith. It's great to have hope. But why is God saying love is the greatest of all these? He loves you so much today, and he just wants you just to listen to what he has for you today, because it's bigger than what you ever expected in your life. There is a breakthrough that is about to happen in your life, and all you have to do is sit there and listen to his voice. Listen to what he has for you, because he has the answers. But are you listening today? I want to challenge you guys just to listen in. Just like I listen to my son when he's really trying to get words out. He says things and I'm like, okay, son, what are you trying to say? I am listening. Oh, I got it now. I got it. Okay, I'll go get that for you, or I'll make sure I have the answers for you. God is trying to do that with you today. But are you listening? And I understand we have all these different things that are happening in our life and so many different distractions. And our God sometimes gets the leftover time. I challenge you today to set aside some time with God to understand him and to get your answers today. And be in position to reap the benefits of what God has for you. He has some amazing things for you. Amazing. So let's just listen today what he has to say. Hopefully that makes sense to you guys. Because I want to move on to my last kid. To my last son. Real quick. And his name is Elijah. Now Elijah is my 1-year-old. And I don't know if I said this, but Eliam was my 3-year-old. So I have a 6, a 3, and Elijah is my 1-year-old. Okay, so my 1-year-old has a problem, but it's not a big problem. Okay, I think most kids have this, I wouldn't even say it's a problem, but has this, right, in them. And I love Elijah. He's so sweet, but there's some times where he gets kind of crazy. No, but really though, he always wants me. He's always attached to me. He's definitely a daddy's boy, and he will not go to sleep unless I'm there, and he will not really do anything unless I'm there, and it's a joy, you know, to have him around, and I just to experience him and his smile, his laugh, and, you know, he really, if I'm having a bad day, I come see him, and it just brightens up my day. He does always something new. It's so fun to be around this kid. And but he does have this small little thing that he does, and he, when he wants something, he makes sounds. You know, and you're like, okay, well, you know, what does that mean? Well, a lot of times, you know, if he's hungry, he would points to his mouth, right? He points to his mouth, and that means just feed me, okay? And so you feed him, and if he's, I don't want no more, or no, don't do that, you know? And he looks away, you know, he turns his head, you know, I don't want that, or leave me alone, or stop, or, you know, so he has these little sounds that he makes, you know, and, but he does this one thing where he, when he's crawling, he's really, really hungry, and you're like, son, what do you want? You know, why you keep crying? He says, and he's crawling, and he whips his hand around, and he's like, basically, follow me. And so, okay, I'm following him, and he leads me to the kitchen, and I'm like, okay, I have a good idea now, and he takes you all the way to the refrigerator, so I open up the freezer to try to trick him, and he's like, nah, he closes the door, and he wants, and then he opens the door, and he points to what he wants, and you keep following his directions, and he wants the juice, you know, want the milk, no, you want the juice, okay, sometimes he doesn't want the juice, he wants the milk, but he always, you know, you follow him and he'll tell you what he wants. You know, if he needs his diaper change, he'll take you to the room and, you know, you change his diaper. He's very smart when it comes to stuff like that. You just got to follow what he's doing and he will direct you into what he really wants. And, you know, I love that kid to death, though, you know, and it's oftentimes, don't you say, it's our third key. And I hope this one sticks to you guys. And it's follow the example. Follow the example. So what is God's example? It's real simple. It's for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. When I look to love and I said, what does love look like? I look to my Jesus. Mike, I don't know what love looks like. I look to Jesus. In many scriptures, he models love. And so when I want to learn how to love, I just look to my Jesus. I follow his example and what he set out for us to what love. Love your neighbor. Okay, what does that look like? Look to your Jesus. How did he love? He sent his only son. And I told the youth group this, and you know, I have three boys. It'd be really hard for me. Really hard for me to give up one of my sons. But that's what love looks like. He gave his only begotten son for you, for me, for all of us. Because he already knew. And he shed his blood. Follow the example. I want to challenge you guys today. I want to challenge you guys. Are you being an example today? Are you being an example of what love is? What love models? Are you loving today? Maybe you're out there and you're at your workplace and this person's really difficult, right? Really difficult to deal with. Love them today. Just love them and see how that turns out. And I'm not saying, well, I tried that once. No. Jesus didn't just try that once. Over and over again as we mess up, God is there. As we continue to make mistakes, God is like, okay, that's all right, but I still love you. Nothing changes that agape love. That attraction that he has with you, that intimacy he's trying to have, to be known and deeply known. Every person in a healthy relationship is trying to learn that too. It's trying to get that from you. And I also say this, you know, not everyone understands how to love. I get it. But everyone knows how to receive it. So if we just learn to love, we can give that love to each and every person in this world again. And we can start seeing transformation happen. We can start seeing this world being a better place. We can start seeing people making a difference. Our young people seeing us and them following that example and now showing the next generation. And then we start seeing transformation happen if we love one another today. But Mike, it's really hard for me to love. It's just, I have all these, yeah, I get it. I was in that place too. I try to do so many different things and it's you get burnt and people say things and they just put you in this box and all these different things happen. But you know what? That doesn't stop me from loving somebody today. That doesn't stop me to continuously to say, okay, new day, new opportunity. I'm going to love like I never loved before because I just love people. I just love. I want to be that example. So just to recap real quick. The first one was patience. Having patience with God. He will ultimately if you just be patient with them, show you what it looks like and have that reward for you on the other side. Have those questions answered. Have all those. And number two, are you attentively listening though? Are you sitting there and really listening to what God has for you? Because sometimes it takes action too. It takes us to step out as well. You know, God just doesn't give us things. You have to apply what he's trying to say to you and be a vessel today and be obedient to what he's saying. So those questions could be answered. So those things can happen for you. And third, follow the example. He is the example set out for us. Are we being that example? Are we showing what God looks like? Are we continually doing what it takes to make it happen today? We're showing love. Are we follow the example? I'm gonna lead you guys to this. Okay, so this last Sunday was Easter Sunday, and I was super excited to go to this Easter Sunday. It kind of made my life complete, you know, and I like to tell the story about my buddy Pablo. Okay, so my buddy Pablo, I've known him for 10 years now, and we first met at one of my first jobs at Target. And he now, just to set the who Pablo is, he's a guy that does magic, and he's a professional at it. He's so professional at it, or so good at it, that they had him on the Carnival cruise, and he would perform magic for everyone and create these shows that are just legendary. And so I was super excited at the fact that this guy was like one of my good friends. Every time he'd come back, he would just tell me about all the exciting things that he have seen across the world. And it was just exciting for me to be a part of that. And so a lot of things that we used to do is we would try to get shows down in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we had a lot of different opportunities, but for some reason it just didn't work out. And to fast forward, you know, we then became really great friends when he came back on his last trip, and we connected, and I told him about all these business ideas that I had, and he was just like, I'm with you, you know, let's hammer this thing together, and let's get it going. And so just to let you guys know that this guy, he's a phenomenal dude, and I'm so grateful, like so grateful that this dude is in my life. And I'm blessed, lucky, and fortunate to have him. But, you know, Pablo is, you know, when he came back, you know, we started a chat, and he said that, you know, he's an atheist, and, you know, he respects everybody's religion, that he's fond of everybody's religion, and the fact that they believe in something, it's just for him, you know, he just doesn't really believe. But at this particular moment, I think he's really searching and finding out, you know, different things that really appeal to him. And so I'm excited, you know, that this past Easter, you know, he called me on a Saturday and was just like, hey, you know, me and my wife would like to go to church. And I was like, what? That's crazy, you know? And I was like, for sure, brother, you know, I'll send you the address, you know, everything else, blah, 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 you know, and I sent him the address. And to be honest with you, I wish I could say that, you know, I thought, you know, maybe, I don't know, that he's going to show up and all these amazing things was going to happen. But I didn't believe that. What I believed is, you know, maybe he overslept, or maybe he just got cold feet, you know, coming to the church. And I knocked myself because I should have more faith than that. And, but he showed up. He showed up at 9:30, as the time that I told him, and he showed up, and it was amazing, you know, to see him and his wife there. I was like super excited, like made my life complete. Like literally all my life, like, was just in that first moment, was preparation until now, you know, getting him there and just to see it for himself, you know. And, you know, and he showed up and we're there, and, you know, I wish I could tell you that this story ends with him raising his hand when they say, you know, if you want to give your life to the Lord or whatever like that, but it doesn't end that way. In fact, you know, he just told me, you know, thank you for inviting me. You know, me and my wife enjoyed it. I appreciate it, brother. And that was that. And I was like, you know what? Thank you for just coming. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for just coming out. I appreciate your time, most definitely. And he said, yeah, you no problem. And then, you know, I text him. And then he texted me back and said, we're looking to go next week. And I was like, what the heck? Yeah, dude, let's do this, you know? And so I believe the Lord is actually doing something in Pablo's life. If not, he does have the favor on him. And I'm so excited for him to be around and, you know, experience my Jesus, experience God, experience the greatness of the fulfillment that I have, the satisfaction of what God is doing and what God is. But I tell you this, the reason why I tell you this story, because everything is from being an example. Everything was just like being such an influence on his life and loving him. I mean, the amount of love that I have for this man, he would tell you straight up that he knows, like, I'm like his brother. He knows that, you know, I have his back no matter what. When his wife was away for some time, you know, was going through some hard times, and I was there for him, you know. I was like, man, call me, whatever. I would show up in the nighttime. We would spend, you know, plenty of time, you know, just you know, doing life together, just like, man, being there for each other, making sure that, you know, we're good, and showing the love that, you know, Jesus models. And I believe firmly that it started there. It just started by being an example. And so that's the reason why I tell the story, because oftentimes, you know, we can talk about this all day long, but are we living it? You know, I'm not saying that I'm a perfect man, but I am perfectly honest with myself. And I believe that, you know, giving it to the Lord every single day, you know, telling God to work on me, telling God, you know, my struggles, and giving it to him. And I've transformed my whole life. I transformed my whole life to get me to where I am right now. It was absolutely 100% work, but I'm here and I'm still trucking away, still dealing with issues just like anybody else. And in the midst of everything, I am still showing God's love, and I'm so excited about that. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. It's just, I mean, there's multiple times where I can tell you that I'm showing God's love and how God worked in me and used me as a vessel. But I'm going to carry on with all this. I just wanted you guys to hear that story, because I thought it was a really powerful story. And I know that God is going to do some amazing thing in Pablo and his wife, Eileen's life. And as I continue to pray for them and continue to ask God for favor over them and ask God to mold and shape them. And I pray that success will go over his family's life, success will happen in his life, and that he would be a testimony of his family's life. And so I speak that into existence right now into Pablo's life. So the next thing is, I want to talk to you guys about something that I do every single morning that can help you guys. And if you guys are telling me, like, man, I don't even know how to share God's love, or maybe I do, but I just don't have the motivation to do this every single day. There's certain people in my life that it is a negative vibe, or whatever the excuse may be. I'm going to give you guys something that you're more likely to take action after you do this little exercise. It might seem silly, it might seem crazy, but just to let you guys know, 82% of people that do this exercise is more likely to take action, according to the study done in 2012 by Stanford University. And so this is proven facts that it works. And I want you to stand up wherever you're at, okay? So if you're listening to this and you're driving, just keep your hand on the wheel. You don't have to stand up. Just think about this real quick, okay? And if you're standing up, I want you to put your hands on your hips. If you're driving and you're listening to this, don't put your hands on your hips. Leave your hands on the steering wheel. But just think about just the motion of what you're going to do. So pretending you're standing up, pretending that you're putting your hands on your hips, okay? So that's where we're at. Put your hands on your hips. Stand like a superhero, like a superhero will. Standing up straight. And what I want you to do in this particular moment is I want you to start thinking about all the wins that you had in your life. So I want you to start thinking about everything that you did. Maybe it was taking those training wheels off and you started riding your bike for the first time, hitting your first home run, getting your first touchdown, scoring high on a test that you have been studying for like ever, getting the job opportunity that you were wanting, that job opportunity, right? Maybe you were in debt and you finally got out of debt and you started winning in life. If you're building a business, starting to see your business being successful, whatever those life wins were, I want you to start dreaming those up, and I want you to start thinking about them now and how that made you feel in this particular moment, okay? So close your eyes, think about that stuff, and I want you to start dreaming those things up, and how did it make you feel, okay? And so when you started to win, what excitement, noise, sound would you make, right? So if you scored a touchdown, you're gonna right? If you're woohoo, you know, different sounds, right? So on a count of three, I want you to make as much noise or excitement and just belt it to the bottom, from the bottom of your stomach out your mouth, and as loud as you can on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're gonna do it again. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Last time for me. Ready? 1, 2, and 3. Good. Okay, now I want you to sit down. If you're already in your car, I just want you to just tell me or tell yourself, how do you feel now? 82% of people feel great. They feel good. You're more likely to take action now. Okay, so whatever you're feeling like right now, that's that urge, that push, that feeling great. It's the change of the mindset, the change of the emotion, and you're more likely to take action now. Okay, so you could do this little exercise each and every day when you first wake up, and it'll get your day started. Whatever it is, I want you guys to try this out at home. Okay. I want to end with this, guys. Like, I have multiple conversations on just love in general. And, I want you to know that, if you don't feel loved at all, I want you to know that I do 100% care about each and every one of you guys out there. I love each and every one of you guys out there. You guys can hit my inbox anytime that you want. You guys can DM me anytime. I'm there for each and every one of you guys. You can email me, whatever. We are here for you. You know, us as a collective group, as the Mogul Gang, we are here for you. Okay. And I want you to guys know that we are a family, and we're here for each and every one of you guys. And we want to share what love really feels like. And I think that that's what we're lacking these days. I think we're lacking not enough love. I always say love is the antidote, you know, to world peace. And I will see that through as we continue to grind this thing out, you know, this life out together. And so I'm excited for each and every one of you guys to hear this one. This one was like from my heart, and, you know, it's love don't cost a thing, you know? And so, I'm excited to drop this one, and I hope you guys are sharing your guys' love. You guys are sharing this thing like crazy. I hope you guys are checking this out and really taking this through and sharing it with people and things like that. I hope you guys are enjoying these Mogul episodes, man. I really do. I hope you guys are getting value out of this. There's so many things that are happening. We're getting a storefront, just to let you guys know. We're getting a storefront in our current location. We will be online doing e-commerce, things like that, online shopping. You can get our supplements, you can get our brand, our urban brand, you can get and we have a new software that's coming out that's legendary. We have so much things that is popping right now. It's so crazy. We have CBD that's coming out, nanosize technology. We have so many other things that are popping, and I'm excited to launch each and every one of those things, because it's going to benefit you. Every person that's listening to this, this is for you. Like, it's not for me. It's for all of you guys to enjoy. And to, you know, if it's in your health, we're here to help you with your health. We're here to help you with your wealth. We're here to help you with getting spiritually connected. That's what the Mogul is all about. So you can become your own mogul. So I hope you guys are taking value out of this and implementing these into your life. You know, knowledge is power, but powerless without application. To apply these things is so important. You know, taking action is so important. So I hope you guys are doing that today. Last but not least, just go add me on Instagram. You know, it's thetheechosen.1. You can go get me on Facebook, Mike Porsche. Okay, follow me on those two pages. We send out all kinds of different things there. We're dropping our magazine pretty soon here. A lot of different things is going on. There's so much. I don't know if I'm missing anything. But yeah, just look out for that. Okay, guys? And Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to hear all these different things that we're having. We're going to have some special guests coming on here pretty soon. So hopefully you guys can get value out of that. Well, that's it, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you guys that have tuned in thus so far and showing your love and support. It is greatly appreciated. But I'm going to leave you guys with these three things, and these three things I always leave you with. I love you. I believe in you. Let's go make a difference. We'll be right back.